Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, now to Georgia, where a number of businesses are preparing to open on Friday after Governor Brian Kemp's announcement yesterday.
We will allow gyms, fitness centers, bowling alleys, body art studios, barbers, cosmetologists, hair designers, nail care artists, estheticians, their respective schools, and massage therapists to reopen their doors this Friday.
That announcement brought swift backlash from health officials and mayors who worry about reopening too soon. Stephen Fowler is with Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Stephen, first of all, explain more about what this order does and what precautions these businesses are going to have to take.
Well, Jeremy, this isn't reopening business as usual for these different organizations. It allows some of them to do minimum basic operations, which means they can go back into the office, do payroll things, administrative things, as long as they follow about 20 different guidelines like sanitizing things, employees wearing masks, keeping people at least 6 feet away. So in a lot of these cases, there's not going to really be the opportunity for people to flood hair salons and everyone to go, you know, play a couple rounds of bowling. And so there's a lot of precautions businesses have to take. These precautions are what other businesses in Georgia, not considered critical infrastructure, have been under since the beginning of April when Georgia was sheltered in place.
Still a lot of people not happy about this, a lot of mayors not happy about this because this order overrides any local orders. What are critics saying?
Well, you know, the mayors were not consulted before this decision was made. In the hours after Kemp gave the press conference, you had the mayors of Atlanta and Augusta and Albany and Savannah and Tybee Island all going on different national outlets expressing their concern over their ability to do what's best for their citizens. The mayor of Albany, which is one of the hardest hit spots in the country, said there's still a lot of people on ventilators. There's still new deaths. And he does not think that his area is ready to reopen and hopes that people still stay home.
And just briefly, Stephen, do you think people in Georgia are going to feel safe enough to go to any of these businesses if they open?
Well, I know in my neighborhood, there's a new restaurant that opened up about 6 months ago, and they said they're not having people come in because they don't think it's safe for employees or their customers to be able to open up. Mm-hmm. So I think, if anything, there's a slow reopening.
That is reporter Stephen Fowler at Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Stephen, thanks.
Thank you.